This weekend, feed your lawn. Feed it.
Good morning, 10:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour. Reports of a huge gang-related fight in West Valley early this morning following an all-night party at a home. Police say the fight involved more than a dozen people. Windows in one home were shattered, and the fight escalated, moving into additional locations. Only minor injuries reported. More potential trouble for Utah Attorney General John Swallow. The state elections office is bringing in a legal team to investigate claims that Swallow did not report conflicts of interest. The investigating team will make recommendations. Chief Deputy to the Lieutenant Governor Mark Thomas says there are concerns.
A part of that is, though, our limited knowledge on some of the answers that we were receiving on the trust and estate planning. And so we're letting it go and through the process, and we'll let the special counsel decide whether a violation has occurred.
Three of the original 12 counts will be investigated with all of the Attorney General's problems. There are whispers on Capitol Hill of a possible impeachment proceeding. The Unified Fire Authority says two investigations into missing medicine are underway. Chief Michael Jensen says they've noticed discrepancies in some of the medications they use to treat people for pain.
What is most important to us as administration, as well as our board, is that patient care isn't compromised and that we keep the public's trust.
This comes as charges against Assistant Chief Marlon Jones have been filed. He's accused of obtaining prescriptions under false pretenses, but the two cases are likely not related. Going off trail proved to be a painful experience for a hiker in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Unified Police Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says the 18-year-old fell about 30 feet on a rocky face. A friend called search and rescue for help.
Lifelight came in, flew around, located the victim. We then flew a couple of our search and rescue members up to the area near the victim.
And he suffered only minor injuries. Coming up on KSL News Radio, well, it's almost hot, especially for May. We'll check the KSL forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:05.
Hypopharyngeal.
Kaposi's sarcoma.
Adrenocortical carcinoma.
Cancer names can be complex. Beating it can be too. Malignant fibrous histiocytoma? There's nothing simple about cancer. Even its names can be hard to pronounce.
Osteosarcoma.
Retinoblastoma. Each has different symptoms and requires different treatments. And depending on your type, there are a variety of techniques used to fight it. Gastrointestinal carcinoid tumor. That's why if you're diagnosed with cancer, the simplest decision should be who to involve in your fight. Intermountain Healthcare. Here, we wield technology proven successful against cancer with a team of skilled doctors who know exactly how to use it, no matter if you can pronounce your cancer type or not.
Thymoma and thymic carcinoma.
Intermountain Cancer Centers. Healing for life.
Are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. Be advised, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure to help fund breast cancer research underway in downtown Salt Lake City. Just watch for those runners and also some heavy traffic around the area of the race. Oh, about 13th South down to Library Square between about 8th and 3rd East. And what a great event. How worthwhile. Blue skies and sunshine. We're forecasting 79, 83 tomorrow and 58 with clear skies forecast overnight. Hey kids, make mom a flower bowl at Sutherland's this Saturday today, 10 to 1. They'll provide the flowers, pot, and soil, and you can put it all together for free. See Sutherland's for details. 68 degrees at 10:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now. My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Ooh, yeah. Hey. The K.
KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Welcome in. Final hour of the KSL Greenhouse on this Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there, and hopefully the family's going to do something real nice for you. You know, why wait till tomorrow? Do it today. Make it a two-day deal. And the weather's going to be perfect for getting out and doing just about anything outside. Barbecues tomorrow for mom, whatever. We just salute moms out there, wherever you might be. Thanks for listening. Tim Hughes on this side of the microphone, and Ton Bettis, horticulturist from Utah State University. Ton, we set aside today the topic of roses, and I thought we'd start by following up on a couple of varieties that we did not get a chance to talk about. But back up for 1 second. And we started to talk about this last hour, but if people have never had roses in their landscape, how do you decide which one you want? We established the fact that if you don't have a lot of room, a shrub rose works nicely.
Yes, the shrub roses only get 3 or 4 feet high and wide. They wear some gloves, and they're fairly easy to prune. They bloom throughout the entire summer. So those shrub roses for smaller yards are very nice.
How do you decide if you're a hybrid tea person or a floribunda?
Well, the hybrid tea roses are, you know, the rosarians. Usually most major cities, Ogden, Salt Lake, have a rose club or rosarian society. And those folks are really into it. And they may have, I know some people that have over 100 varieties of hybrid teas in their yard. And that's a little extreme, but I would start with this list we've got, you know, the Mr. Lincoln, the Queen Elizabeth, Rio Samba. Some of these are a little easier to grow that have a proven track record. And one thing you want to look for on your roses, especially if you're just getting started, if it's a former All-American rose selection, it'll say AARS. If it says that on there, it's usually going to be pretty foolproof as long as it gets enough water in the landscape.
Well, and people might be surprised if you missed our conversation earlier at the variety of colors. I mean, pink, white, you have multicolor, you have yellow, red. It doesn't just have to be a red rose.
No, it doesn't. And so if you have a particular color that you like, within reason, you can usually find a rose that will grow in your yard and do that. Now, one thing with the hybrid teas that's different than with the shrubs is that they need to be maintained through the summer. And so when the blooms start to look a little bit bad and they're starting to wilt down, those need to be pruned out. And so you would go down that branch to the first set of leaflets that have 5 leaflets, and then just prune right above that portion of the rose. And if you keep those flowers cut out as soon as they're spent, those roses will keep sending up new flushes of growth. They'll bloom throughout the summer. And so every 3 to 4 weeks, you can have a really nice flush of flowers on your roses.
So you're not just deadheading them at that point.
No, and so you prune them back to that first set of leaflets with 5 leaves, and that will encourage more growth, more flowers.
Tell me about this Peace variety. It's been around for a long time, since World War II, I think.
Yes, and Peace is one I'm a little sentimental about. It's one of the roses that my grandpa first introduced to me. He's a hobby rosarian up in the Twin Falls area. And the reason, it's got a history behind it. It was developed during World War II. And it got the name Peace because it was given to the delegates at the peace signing with Japan. And every delegate at that peace signing got a set of roses from the Peace Rose. And it later became an All-American selection. It's been adopted into the Rose Hall of Fame. And it's just one of those storied roses that have a really nice story behind it, but is very well adapted to our climate.
And there's branches off of that. I mean, you've got the Deseret.
Yes, Desert Peace.
Chicago Peace.
Yes. And so there's derivatives off of it that have slightly different flowers, or they may be a little bit more heat tolerant. And I've mentioned a few, but I've seen 7 or 8 out there. But if it has that Peace name on it, they're generally relatively easy to grow.
John F. Kennedy is one we didn't talk a lot
Another
about.
Another white hybrid. We talked about the iceberg rose earlier that was a grandiflora. It had the flower clusters on it. That particular one has a white long stem. It's a hybrid tea, and so it's one of the white roses that are a little easier to grow than a lot of others.
Mr. Lincoln, we talked a little about
it. It is. Mr. Lincoln was an All-American Rose selection in 1964. And so it's an older rose, but it has a very good history. It's a dark red. And when you get a bouquet of red roses, Mr. Lincoln is one of those that have that look to it. Hmm. And there's another one that's similar called Chrysler Imperial that I really like that's a little bit lighter red that's also really nice for red.
And so are all of these varieties that we've talked about today, are you likely to find them then when you go into a nursery?
Yes,
days.
And you know, as Ben Platt mentioned earlier, every once in a while you get a shortage on a certain rose. I think he mentioned that the Mr. Lincoln this year there may have been a little short on, but generally you can find 70 or 80% of these at most of the major garden centers and even the box stores.
All right, and again, Ton has put together a one sheet of information that is available on our website at ksl.com. Click on radio and then onto the greenhouse page. It's a nice thing to print out and really walks you through what the varieties are, what you can expect to see from them, and you can make your decision, actually carry that in with you, you know, when you're picking out roses. Great stuff. All right, we've got three calls holding. That means we've got a lot of opportunities. If you want to jump in line here, good time to do it. In Salt Lake City, it's KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Three of those lines waiting. And down in Provo, both lines open at 470-5751, and we'll pick up the tab on that call. Paul, you're next in South Weaver. We appreciate your patience. Or did we lose Paul? All right, I'm going to put that line on hold just in case. Kat, if you want to check that. And in the meantime, we'll talk to Mike in Ogden. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hey, love your show. Love the sponsors.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for being there.
You bet.
I've got a I took out my evergreen tree that, you know, some of your callers have been talking about several years ago, and it was in the middle of a grass, and the grass has sunken there. How's the best way to bring that up to the level of the rest of the yard? It's about 4 inches deep.
What you would want to do, if you don't want to remove the grass, is you would go get some sand or very loose topsoil and put down about a quarter inch at a time every 2 to 3 weeks so those grass crowns can grow up through. And then over a period of 1 to 2 years, you can get that back up to where it needs to be.
Great. Great. That sounds like a good one. Now, I've got another grass question. I've got patches of grass that grow twice as fast as the regular grass and are twice as big, or wide, you know, the blades. And I was wondering, how's the best way to get rid of that?
Unfortunately, the only way to do that is to use a glyphosate product, a Roundup type product, and spray those out and make sure they're dead, and then dig them up and either reseed or put a plug of sod back in their place. The most common grass that does that, if they're in clumps, is tall fescue, which is a common pasture.
It doesn't spread. It just...
No, and if
they're back every year.
Yeah, and so spray those out and then just put a little bit of sod or seed back there to replace them.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, good to hear from you, Mike. Thanks. And again, a local line open at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Brad, you're next. Hi.
Hi. Hey, I had a rose question on miniature roses, those little ones you get in 4-inch pot for Mother's Day and then you plant. Really don't know how to prune those. I wanted to follow up with the lady about pruning the raspberries. Do you prune those last year's canes all the way to the ground?
Well, you're actually pruning two-year-old canes because the canes would actually be on their third year and dead are the ones you're going to remove. Because the raspberries, the first year growth, it comes up and is vegetative. The next year, they produce fruit, and then they die. And so the roots are perennial, and the canes are what we call biennial.
Okay.
And so what on the little roses, the miniature roses, with those, they can sometimes be a little bit more touchy than the hybrid teas and shrub roses, but they're still very growable in our landscape. And what you're going to do on those is the spent flower heads, because you can't really follow that back to the first, you know, set of leaflets of five leaves. Just go ahead and deadhead those. Cut the dead flower heads off as soon as they start to wilt. And as that generates more growth, they'll generally just keep on blooming.
Great. Finally, I've got a sweet gum tree that's got iron roses. Looked online, University of Illinois work with putting in either ferric iron citrate or ferric ammonium iron citrate, or citrate, but I can't find any locally. And there's several places that sell it, but only to businesses.
I found it online, and so you can actually Google and maybe buy a container of it. But one place that I know sells something similar is up in Layton, and that's actually J&J Nursery is the only place I've seen it. But they're called Moje Iron Injection. And you can get those from J&J, and when you drill into the trunk and put them in there.
So the 138 wouldn't work in this case?
The 138, I would give that if you try the chelated iron first, because I hate drilling trunks if I don't have to, because over time, everywhere you've drilled, you oftentimes will get a section of about an inch wide around that hole that rots. And it's a last case scenario. And so if the chelated
Why would it be different with a gum tree than any other tree as far as the 138 is concerned?
The sweet gums are another one of these trees that are native to the East that just aren't adapted to our alkaline soils. And the 138 should work.
Yeah.
And these tree injections, like the Moje tree injections that J&J sells, they are a last case scenario.
An extreme
measure. Yeah, they often work well, though.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Brad, good to hear from you. We'll take our break here. I see that Kat's getting some other calls lined up for us. So Craig will be next, it looks like, in Cottonwood Heights. And then Eagle Mountain, Warren is there. Diane in Salt Lake, Dan in South Jordan, Mark in Ogden, and still two lines waiting at KSL Talk. 801-575-8255. Final hour of this week's KSL Greenhouse, sponsored in part this morning by Nutrimulch, available at independent nurseries, hardware and garden centers, Home Depot, IFA, or online at Nutrimulch.com.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Come on, man. I know you have those pills for ADD or whatever.
Sorry, man.
Hey, please, just a couple. Help me out here.
Some things you just shouldn't share.
Look, you know I have that test tomorrow.
Like prescription drugs.
Not a good idea, dude.
Come on. Your mom never taught you to share? Two pills.
Too dangerous.
Oh, please, buddy, pal. I gotta stay awake. I don't pass that test tomorrow.
Okay. Tell you what I'll do.
Oh, you're the best, man.
I will lend you my lucky underwear.
What?
Fruit of Legume, special edition.
Seriously?
They're lucky. They're really lucky, man. Try them.
Yes, some things you just don't want to share.
When was the last time you washed these?
You don't wash lucky underwear.
Learn more about the dangers of sharing prescription drugs and how to store and dispose of them safely at useonlyasdirected.org.
What's this?
It's my lucky streak.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age?
What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green THP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall on the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Hey, look at that. We still got one local line open here if you want to join us. And locally, of course, it's 801-575-8255 or KSL Talk. On one of those lines, is it Cottonwood Heights, Craig?
Yes.
All right. You want to get back to the rose topic here, and you had a question about roses on trellis?
Well, I don't really have a question. I have a suggestion that might help other listeners.
Perfect.
Things I've tried in my landscape, and they work just fine.
Okay.
If people have a trellis or arbor that they want to, they're thinking about putting a rose on, I found a perfect one. It's called Zephyrin Roll-In. It's an old Bourbon Street rose that's bright pink in color, kind of a dark pink, and it's thornless. That way, if you have heavy traffic, you don't have to worry about...
Wow. Will you mention that name again, please?
Yeah, give us the name again.
Zephyrin Roll-In.
Okay, Zephyrin Roll-In, and it's one of the French-named roses, am I correct?
Yeah, I don't know the scientific name. I picked mine up a few years back at Wasatch Shadows, but I've seen it at other...
Yeah, I've seen it at several garden centers in the climbing rose section, and that's one thing that is nice about it is it's nearly thornless. You don't have to put on your suit of armor or your leather jacket to go prune it.
Or worry about getting scraped up when you walk by.
Yeah, it's real nice, especially if you have a lot of traffic with kids and stuff like that. You don't have to worry about them getting hung up.
All right, good suggestion. We appreciate that. And it's always nice to, you know, hear from somebody that's used it, done it, and had great success. I want to mention real quick, too, Mother's Day weekend is usually the magic weekend that we target a lot because of the calendar date and the fact that historically the last day of frost passes by about this time. So I think it's safe to get out there and plant your tomatoes.
It is. It's relatively safe to get out and do your warm season crops. The tomatoes, peppers, green beans, squash, all of those, it's now time to get them in. And hopefully with our sporadic weather, we don't get any more, but it's time to get going.
Well, and even as the temperatures go from 90 to the 70s again by the end of the week, the overnight temperatures are still 50.
Yes.
So we're going to be fine there. But finally, get out there and do it. Warren, we'll get you taken care of before the news on the half hour. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I've got an issue with, of course, I live in Eagle Mountain where soil is not the best of Utah soil. And I planted some lilacs a couple of years ago, and they just can't get them to grow. You know, they'll come out early in the spring like now. You've got a bunch of leaves set and maybe even a few small blossoms. But that's it. I'm thinking there's a soil amendment or something I need to put on them. What do you suggest?
Do you know what type of lilacs you planted?
You know, I don't. I looked for a purple flower, and that was about it.
Okay. There are a number of dwarf varieties out there that only grow about between 4 and 6 inches a year. And I'm hoping you didn't unintentionally get something along the lines of Dwarf Korean or Miss Kim or some of these others that only eventually get 5 or 6 feet tall, and they're very slow growers. That is a possibility. The other one is if the lilacs aren't really doing well, if you've tried putting a little fertilizer down and that didn't stimulate growth, and you've amended the soil and that didn't stimulate growth, there just could be that they just didn't take when you first planted them. They're not going to die, but they're not going to take off either, and they may need to be replaced.
Well, all right. I think they were probably something I bought at one of the box stores.
Okay, and have you been pruning on them at all?
Cut back the dead stuff.
If you've only cut back the dead stuff, sometimes a mistake that folks make with them is that they will give them a general haircut in the summer, and that unintentionally cuts all next year's flower buds off. And so if you prune on them, do it within a few weeks of them being done blooming. But my first suspicion is that you unintentionally got a dwarf lilac.
What's your fertilization process been, if anything?
Usually they're planted in the lawn or on the edge of the lawn. So they're going to get whatever I put on the lawn.
Should he be doing anything supplemental there?
Cut the grass back to see if you can keep, if you can keep the grass away from the base of the roses a good 18 inches around.
The lilacs, you mean.
The lilacs. I've got roses on my mind. And the lilacs. And then put a little fertilizer such as Osmocote or even just a few tablespoons of lawn fertilizer at the base of those. And if that doesn't stimulate growth, they didn't take when they were planted, or they're dwarfs.
Gotcha. All right, well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Warren, thanks for the call. We'll break for news on the half hour. And then coming up on the other side, Mark in Ogden. And then it looks like Cecily calling from Pleasant Grove. Cheryl's on the line. Diane and Dan, we know you're there. Stay with us.
KSL News Radio is celebrating Mother's Day with prizes any mom would love. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win our KSL Mother's Day grand prize, including an overnight stay with brunch at the Grand America Hotel, a $200 shopping spree from RC Willie, a one-year supply of product from Green THP, and a $200 gift card for carpet cleaning, courtesy of Zero Res. That's $1,400 worth of prizes. Enter today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us about the special mom in your life. That's KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah Opera presents Rossini's The Barber of Seville, a rollicking masterpiece of comic opera that continues to delight audiences worldwide. Figaro, the clever and meddlesome barber, proves that a hairdresser could be the perfect matchmaker in this hilarious opera you're sure to love. Experience The Barber of Seville May 11th through 19th at Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $13. Get yours by visiting utahopera.org. Enter to win a free pair of tickets at kslnewsradio.com.
KSL 24-Hour Newsroom, I'm Dan Jessup. Good morning. KSL's top local story, top national story. Reporters and photographers were evacuated from the west wing of the White House early this morning because of smoke from a faulty piece of equipment. The Secret Service says smoke was seen coming out of a mechanical room closet on the first floor at about 7 a.m. An overheated transformer in the room was the cause. No injuries reported. The president and his family were not affected by that incident. The White House has again denied a cover-up about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. Newly released emails between the CIA and the State Department reveal more than a dozen changes in talking points were given to U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice for Sunday morning talk shows. Ultimately, the reference to al-Qaeda was taken out. Gregory Hicks, the number two U.S. diplomat in Libya during the Benghazi attacks, testified at congressional hearings this week.
She blamed this attack on a video, and what was your reaction to that?
I was stunned. My jaw dropped. I was embarrassed.
Hicks testified that he told then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton the attacks where four Americans lost their lives was terrorism. An investigation into Unified Fire Authority and drug irregularities. It appears someone has been stealing drugs out of ambulances and fire stations across the Salt Lake Valley. Two different police departments are involved in the investigation. They haven't found who's taking the drugs, but Assistant Fire Chief Marlon Jones has been suspended and charged with prescription drug fraud in a separate case. Coming up on KSL News Radio, what a gorgeous weekend for Mother's Day. Tomorrow, we'll have that forecast coming up. KSL News Time, 10:32.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda.
He and his brother decided spontaneously on Times Square as a target.
5 to 9 on KSL News Radio. Lace up your shoes and join KSL News Radio for the Great Strides Walk, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. Cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. Your support can help people with CF to live longer, healthier lives. Make a team with your family and friends today. Then join us on the 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. For more information, visit kslnewsradio.com. It's the Great Strides Walk with KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
People at Sugar House Awning, they're in their third generation, family-owned for over 70 years. And you know, my family has had a great relationship with Sugar House Awning for, you know, I don't know how many years, going certainly back to the days when they were in Sugar House. They're in Midvale now. They've done all kinds of work for the Doug Wright household over the years. Everything from the awnings on the front of our home to taking care of repairs on our boat cover. They do everything from AC covers, trampoline pads, tire covers, fountain covers, banners, signs, and tarps. They do it all, everything 100% custom. Almost anything you can think of certainly can be done with an unmatched level of quality and service. Master Craftsman Certified, the only one in the state. Cutting edge design, Sugar House Awning Industries. I love their slogan, get out and live. They can help in the yard. They can help on your patio. Online, go to sugarhouseawning.com, sugarhouseawning.com, or call 563-9600. That's 563-9600.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
ITE.com. Utelight.com. Something new under the sun. Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the Browsers. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Most of the runners look like they're in now, but just be aware of a lot of pedestrian traffic as the festivities continue around Library Square. Other than that, the surface streets, freeways all looking pretty good today. Nice weather. Daytime high 79. Mother's Day, how about 83 and sunshine. 58 overnight. And Monday, maybe close to 90. Use Elkdale Eggs Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. 73 degrees at 10:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
Just looking at our list of calls here. Dan, Diane, Cheryl, Cecily, and Mark. We'll start with Mark in Ogden, but good time to get in. Fill up those other lines. I'm pretty sure we're going to have time to get more than that on the line and on the air with us before we're done here. Matt Townsend Show coming up after ABC News and another check-in with Dan at the top. All right, Mark, go ahead with your question. You're on with Ton.
Yes, my question is about storage of lawn weed products like 2,4-D or a glyphosate like Roundup.
Good question.
How long can you store it, and then does over the winter in a cold garage, maybe freezing garage, what effect does that have?
Well, you don't want those products to freeze, and if they have gotten below 32 degrees, they become less effective or ineffective. But you'll notice what will happen is if they have frozen, oftentimes they separate and you will have layers of different liquids in the container. And so if it's still a nice homogeneous blend in there and has the same color it did last year, they're going to be fine to use.
How long can you store them in general without losing effectiveness?
4 or 5 years at least, as long as they're kept at a good temperature. You know, you don't, the damage can happen at high temperatures, and they'll degrade sometimes at really high temperatures also. And so if you can keep them, you know, between 55 and 90 degrees, you can at least get 4 or 5 years out of a product.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome.
Thanks for the call. And I want to make sure I get the name right. Is it Cecily?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, I got it right. You're in Pleasant Grove, and you have a question for Ton about your apple tree.
Yes, I bought a five-variety apple tree probably 9 years ago and planted it. It's supposed to be like a topiary along my fence. Goes those horizontal arms. Anyway, in order to keep it pruned and looking how it's supposed to look, I don't get apples on it if I prune it like that. If I don't prune it, then it just shoots up, you know, shoots straight up from each of these horizontal trunks, basically. So I just don't know what to do with it. It's a lot of maintenance to keep it looking how it's supposed to look, but if I'm not getting apples on it either,
Well, what you can do along that, if you are willing to sacrifice apples for, say, 3 or 4 years to get it trained like you want,
uh-huh.
Once you get those branches, and the technique you're using is probably espalier, and you can,
right.
The American Horticultural Society has a really good book on pruning that gives you step-by-step instructions, and
okay.
It's called the American Horticultural Society's Guide to Pruning Trees and Shrubs, and you can get it off Amazon, maybe some local bookstores. It's one of the best pruning books I've ever seen. But what you would do is get that trained so you can get those branches out along the fence like you want. And then once they're there, you can start using other techniques so that those branches will start forming those spurs that produce the apples. And then down the road, you can start to get apples off of it.
Okay.
So it's definitely a long-term project.
Okay. Okay. So when I've been feeling like every time I cut those, you know, vertical branches off, and I'm just sending more up, am I?
Well, every time you prune, the tree gets mad at you and tries to send more branches out. And that's just a response to pruning. It's, you know, what it equates to is an animal has eaten a branch and it wants to regenerate. And you can use that, though, sometimes. If, say, you cut a branch off you don't want, you can cut it to a point to where a bud is facing the direction you want it to grow or different things of that nature and have it form what you want. But eventually you are going to have to allow that to thicken up a bit so you do get fruit.
Okay.
But explaining that further is almost like trying to explain how to ride a motorcycle over the air. And it just doesn't translate sometimes. And so if you get that American Horticultural Society book or another good pruning guide, you can probably down something for free online from one of the extension services. You know, there's some good techniques out there that you can look at.
Okay. That's great. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
All right. Thanks for the call. I want to make sure in my own mind I got it right, though. When you talk espalier, it's basically flattening one side of it to fit in a very small, compact area, isn't it?
It is. That tree may only be 6 inches to a foot wide, but it is completely flat against a wall, and you would almost think that it was a climbing vine,
yeah.
But it's been trained along wires or, you know, a fence or something. And it's... it's one of those things that once you know how to do it, it's not hard, but there's kind of a learning curve and it can be intimidating first off. And then to get it trained, you may have to sacrifice fruit for 4 or 5 years until you get it to where you want.
But in the long run, the fruit may be healthier in the end.
Yes.
Because we always tell people when you put that fruit tree in, you don't really want it trying to give you fruit the first couple of years.
You don't. You want those roots to get established and you want to train that tree so that it will be productive for 20 or 30 years down the road.
And it doesn't break down.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Dan, you're next in South Jordan. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. A lot of my landscaping in my yard is wood chips that I use. Actually, kind of terrible stained wood chips. And I've noticed this spring as I've been getting through into my sprinklers and stuff, I brush away about an inch or so of the wood chips. The wood chips below it have kind of formed into kind of a congealed mass, I don't know. And they seem to be, have this fuzzy growth about it. I want to call it mold, but I don't know for sure if it is. It's kind of a gray, or my neighbors have the same thing, but theirs is more of a white. And I'm wondering, like, what are the odds that it could be mold, something I should be worried about, and how would I go about preventing this? I don't know if the wood chips is something I should be peeling each year or what.
Yeah, is it detrimental or is it just the breakdown?
If the plants are healthy, it's not detrimental. And because you've put wood chips down and there's naturally decomposing microorganisms in the air and in the soil, they're always going to be there and there would be nothing you could do environmentally sound to stop that from happening. You know, that's why you have to put down another inch or so of bark of bark a year, is because the microorganisms decompose that much of it. And so that mat under there, to where you're seeing what's probably spores and that kind of congealed mess, that's been pretty much McDonald's for the microorganisms.
Oh, good. Okay.
So as long as your plants are healthy, I wouldn't worry about it and just top dress with another inch or so a year to keep it refreshed.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
All right. Now, the one side note on that is if you've got a lot of bark and it's breaking down like that, you need to be careful about making sure you get some nitrogen in there, right?
Sometimes you do. Now, if it's bark on the soil surface, there's usually not enough nitrogen robbed from the soil, but sometimes you can get that, and especially if you make the decision to till that in. Bark's really hard for microorganisms to break down, and that a little addition of nitrogen can speed up the process and keep your plants healthy.
Yeah. Let's see. Diane, you're next in Salt Lake. Hi.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have a reverse rose question.
Okay.
What's the best way to kill the little sucker?
What you will do is prune the stems back to 6 inches to a foot off the ground.
Okay. What I have is a bunch of wild roses that are growing out of my neighbor's yard, and it's like little single stems that are coming up everywhere. Beautiful little flowers, but the thorns on them are just thick like fur, and they're all over the place.
It's coming up from the rootstock, most likely, and those rootstocks are bred to be vigorous and tolerate lots of different soils. But a lot of times they are literally wild roses,
right,
or close to, and they're the tough, you know, portion of that rose that makes it live and be vigorous. But when they do start doing that, it can be a problem. What you are going to run into, though, is if you tried to use a Roundup or something along those lines, is you would kill the neighbor's rose and you may be liable.
Well, he's already got it cleaned out of his yard.
Okay.
He's already taken care of
and it. So if he doesn't
well, that was
want
nice
it,
of
yes.
him to give them to you.
As those come up, clip them and just dab them with some Roundup or lawn weed killer, and over a period of a season, you should be able to knock the remaining roots out.
Now, when you say dab them, because I have sprayed them with Roundup or with cleanup. I've sprayed them with cleanup and like Weed Be Gone.
And that's not going to be enough because those roses are so tough.
Okay.
You're going to need to use a concentrate and get an eyedropper or a paintbrush, like almost like a watercolor brush. And then every time you see one, clip it and dab it immediately so it doesn't have a chance to heal over.
Ah, got it. So cut the stem, the end of the stem, dab it with this. So to spray the leaves is not working. It's not getting back
in. No, it's not getting enough poison in there because the rose is just laughing at you.
It's one of the reasons we like to put roses in, because they
yes.
will take just about anything. But then when you want them out, it's another story.
Oh, yes, and so you'll need to do that. And if you want to and it makes you feel better, you can say some semi-foul words as you're doing it. So.
Hey. I've heard you, if you talk to your plants, it affects them.
Yeah.
So Roundup is the best.
Yes.
It doesn't do it, get Roundup.
Lawn weed killer, anything that's concentrated will work. So dandelion killer or Roundup type products.
Okay. Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Good to hear from you. And remember, semi-foul. Semi-foul language. All right. Cheryl in Orem, Matt in Clearfield. Just those two. I know we'll get to both of you, and we may have time for one more, so if you want to get online and try it out, welcome to do so at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Back in a minute.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 75 years. A client explained the other day that while in a different business, they compete directly with major corporations like Adobe and eBay every day. They compete for talent, and they're not alone. The same holds true for Midwest. One of the biggest challenges we face today is finding and hiring the right employees. But I know this, our success depends on recruiting, attracting, and retaining great people, and our office environment needs to speak to that. What does that have to do with office furniture? Everything. At Midwest, we're experts at designing and furnishing effective workspaces that inspire creativity, collaboration, flexibility, and innovation. Offices that attract talent. It's why we say great workspaces don't begin with office furniture, they begin with great design. And Midwest has been creating Utah's most effective offices for over 75 years. Midwest Commercial Interiors, design, furnish, and impress.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. And in that ground, he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutrimulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutrimulch. Putting Nutrimulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could end up with just a load of bull. Always use Nutrimulch before you plant. Nutrimulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutrimulch.com.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma.
That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy three select installed tires and we'll give you the fourth one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of four in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
KSL News Radio is celebrating Mother's Day with prizes any mom would love. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win our KSL Mother's Day grand prize, including an overnight stay with brunch at the Grand America Hotel, a $200 shopping spree from RC Willie, a one-year supply of product from Green THP, and a $200 gift card for carpet cleaning, courtesy of Zero Res. That's $1,400 worth of prizes. Enter today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us about the special mom in your life. That's KSLNewsRadio.com.
4.5 minutes to finish out the program this week, so let's get right to the phone as quick as we can here. Cheryl in Orem, your turn. Hi.
Hi. I just had a question about birds in my yard. I have a beautiful lettuce and spinach patch, and they sure like to eat it, and I don't know how to keep them out.
There are a couple of products out there you can use that you basically would put a light, what essentially is a light blanket over those greens. What you're going to look for is a really light grade of what's called floating row cover. And DeWitt makes some that it's very common at local garden centers, and you'll have to maybe put some stakes or something in there to keep it. It's not really going to collapse your greens, but if it looks like it's going to, you can prop it up a little.
And is this just while they're young and tender? I mean, once they're established, or is it to keep them on there for the whole season?
You can leave that on there the whole season. It'll actually keep cabbage loopers out of the cabbage and earwigs and things out, as long as you get it down soon enough. And it's a great way, you know, a lot of organic growers use this row cover to keep their produce pests free, because they can't spray a lot. And you can buy it fairly inexpensively and use it, and it'll last for 4 or 5 years.
So is there different weights?
Some of the weights are actually used to heat up the plant. And so if you get a heavier grade, you can plant 2 or 3 weeks earlier. But the really light grades are more for just insect and bird control, to where you'd put that down and either put bricks on it or rocks or stakes or something to keep it in place.
The alternative is to sit out there with bottle rockets all summer long. And
that's the fun alternative.
That takes too long.
Oh, but just think of the joy.
It's kind of what they do at the dump. There's a guy whose job out there, when I'm out dumping stuff, his job is to sit there and keep the birds out by firing these things in the air about every 3 minutes.
Okay, well, I will try some of that.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Cheryl, thanks. Good to hear from you. Matt, you're next in Clearfield. Welcome in. Are you there, Matt? One more time for Matt, then we're moving on. Helen in Mountain Green, go ahead.
Yes, I have a new construction soil, which is rather dreadful. I have some areas that are sandy, some are clay mixed with the sand, and then I have some loam, that area that was not disturbed. What is the better or best way to amend that existing soil for planting? We want to do evergreens, some flower beds, and maybe a little lawn.
When in doubt, incorporate compost.
Compost.
Yes. Put about 3 inches down, till it in, or incorporate it 6 inches deep. And then no matter what soil you have, whether it's loam, clay, or sand, the compost will improve it.
Okay. Now, 3 inches, that's enough for that?
For this year, but to improve it over time, to continually improve it, you need to add 2 to 3 inches every year. And then once you're happy, 1 inch a year will maintain what you have. Now, under your grass areas, the grass itself will create its own compost, in essence, and create its own biosphere. But in your flower beds and garden, 2 to 3 inches a year, preferably in the fall, and then 1 inch a year to maintain what you have when it's a good soil.
And the beauty of that is it'll go a long way in keeping the weeds out, too.
It will.
Okay, where is the best place or a place to...
Any garden center will have it. The Davis County landfills on the way out of your area or near Mountain Green, they'll have an inexpensive compost.
Okay, so is that going to be lots of weeds in it?
No, theirs is clean. It's composted bark mostly and wood chips.
Boy, and Miller's and Replenish and all
yes,
of these
there's
have great
lots of places
stuff.
To get great compost. In that area, you've got Tri-City, J&J, Valley Nursery. So any of those places you can get high quality compost.
Okay, now it comes in bags. We need kind of a lot. Is it?
All of those garden centers will deliver.
Deliver. Okay.
Yes.
So just 3 inches in compost. Well, I did.
And then till it in.
And so no topsoil?
No, no topsoil. As long as you can plant in what you have, the best solution is always compost.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks so much.
You are welcome. Good luck.
Helen, thanks. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you. And one more time, we'll tell all the moms out there, thanks so much for all you do. And happy Mother's Day to all. Have a great weekend.
Great weekend to everyone. Happy birthday, Mom and Shannon. Love you both.
And I'm going to be on with you next week, but live from Missoula, Montana, where my nephew's about to graduate from college. So we'll see you next week, everybody. Same bat time, same bat channel. The Matt Townsend Show is next.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy three select installed tires and we'll give you the fourth one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of four in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
You know, there's nothing like working for a company that appreciates your hard work and where you know you have the opportunity to get promotions and move up within that company.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy from The Browsers, and we toured a company called Teleperformance. They are looking for people right now who maybe want to change their career or who are starting their first career.
Yeah, you may be fresh out of high school, but you have some customer service experience or some tech experience. You can turn that into a career right now at Teleperformance.
They're looking for so many different things: human resources, IT, administration, recruiting. All of these are available at Teleperformance.
Well, and don't forget, they have free training and they also have great work-at-home opportunities if you're a stay-at-home mom.
They have three locations right here in Utah: Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden.
And they have over 250 sites across the world, which gives you the opportunity to move up and outward if you like.
Go online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com.
At AAA Utah, we want homeowners to make sure they'll have the money they need to move forward. That's why we offer our extended home replacement coverage. In fact, our extended home replacement coverage offers up to 150% of your dwelling coverage limit. So in the case of a covered loss, you'll have an extra 50% to help you rebuild your home. And that's just the beginning. We invite you to find out more about the protection you deserve. Get a quick quote on home and auto insurance from AAA Utah today. To find a branch near you, call 801-901-3153. That's 801-901-3153. Or visit AAA.com/Utah. Additional premium applies. Insurance provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
Is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe